Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1930, Fueling the Ultra-Distance Athlete by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com, and I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And on Wednesdays, I always provide a little bit of inspiration for you. And so with that, here we go. Quote, health is the greatest gift. Buddha. That was short and sweet, right? So let's keep this intro short and sweet and get right to it and start optimizing your life. Fueling the Ultra Distance Athlete by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. If you are an endurance athlete who's training for an Ironman triathlon, century bike ride, or a swim across the English Channel, you need a food plan. Don't be the fool who comments, "My training program is good, but my eating is bad." Performance starts with fueling, not training. This article provides nutrition tips for ultra-endurance athletes as well as ordinary exercisers who want ultra energy. Tip number one, acknowledge the power of being well-fueled. I counsel many already lean athletes who are convinced they will perform better if they lose just a few more pounds. They fail to realize they will perform better by eating, not dieting, and by being properly fueled. Despite popular belief, the lightest athlete may not be the best athlete. The best athlete tends to be well-fueled, well-trained, and genetically gifted. If your hours of exercise have not resulted in the loss of those last few pounds, listen to what your training buddies and loved ones are saying about your body. If they agree you have fat to lose, perhaps you do. But if your mother or spouse complains, you're too thin, listen up. It's time to stop dieting and focus more on fueling better to perform better. Tip number two, optimize your daily training diet. Your goals are to constantly be fueling up before workouts and then refueling afterward by eating on a regular schedule, carbohydrate-based meals and snacks that also include some protein. By feeding your body evenly throughout the day, as opposed to skimping on wholesome breakfasts and lunches, then overindulging in junk at night, you'll have steady energy all day with no lags. The trick is to make your breakfast and morning snacks bigger and your evening food intake smaller. When I counsel athletes, I sketch out sample meals that fulfill their energy needs. One ultra runner needed at least 4,000 calories a day to fuel their 15-mile daily runs. I divided their calories into four 1,000-calorie meal or food buckets. The first bucket, between 6 and 10 a.m., was to fuel up and refuel from his morning run. The second bucket between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. was for an early, hearty lunch. The third bucket between 2 and 6 p.m. was for a second smaller lunch plus energy bar and sports drinks to energize their 5 p.m. workout. And the fourth bucket between 6 and 10 p.m. refueled their muscles after the second workout of the day. Knowing their calorie goals for each 4-hour block helped them maintain high energy so they could train hard yet still enjoy the training sessions. As a hungry athlete, you need to develop a similar eating strategy to fit your training schedule. One triathlete devised this routine. They drank 16 ounces of juice, basically carbohydrate, before their morning swim, refueled afterward while commuting to work with breakfast in their car, big bagel with peanut butter, a banana, milk in a travel mug, then ate a hot dinner-type meal at lunchtime from the worksite cafeteria. They also bought at lunchtime a yogurt to add to their second lunch, granola and raisins stocked in their desk drawer, and their evening meal, turkey sub, and chocolate milk. They kept those items in the office refrigerator. This program ensured healthful food would be conveniently waiting for them and prevented them from overeating fatty takeout food at night. Tip number 3, create a feeding plan for during exercise. Knowing your hourly calorie targets can help you maintain high energy during exercise. A sports nutritionist can help you estimate your energy needs per hour. You should try to replace during exercise at least 1/3 or more of the calories burned during the ultra distance event. A good target is about 240 to 360 calories of carbohydrate per hour, or about 60 to 90 grams of carbs per hour. For example, during an extended ride, a cyclist could stay well fueled by consuming 1 quart of a sports drink, which would be about 200 calories and 50 grams of carbohydrates, plus 3 Fig Newtons, which would contain 165 calories and about 33 grams of carbohydrates per hour, or a Clif Bar, which contains 240 calories and about 45 grams of carbohydrate, plus a carbohydrate-rich gel, which contains about 100 calories and 25 grams of carbohydrate. The goals are to maintain normal blood glucose. If you feel dizzy or lightheaded, you're failing to consume enough calories. Tip number 4, practice your event day fueling. An essential part of your training is to train your intestinal tract so you can minimize undesired pit stops. During long training sessions, you want to determine which foods and fluids you prefer for fuel during exercise. That is, you need to know which settles better, Gatorade or Powerade, energy bars or gels, liquids or solids. By developing a list of several tried and true foods, you need not worry about making the wrong food choice on race day. Also think about taste bud burnout. That is, how many gels per hour can you endure in a triathlon? When hiking, how many days in a row will you enjoy oatmeal for breakfast? Will you get sugared out on sports drinks during the century bike ride? Plan to have a variety of options available. Tip number 5, good nutrition starts in the grocery store. All too often, in the midst of juggling work, family, friends, sleep, plus training, endurance athletes have little time left to plan, shop for, and prepare balanced sports meals. By having the right foods ready and waiting for you, you will eat better. Tip number 6, plan rest days. Because ultra-distance athletes commonly feel overwhelmed by their impending task, they tend to fill every possible minute with exercise. Bad idea. Rest days are essential to reduce the risk of injury and provide muscles with the time to refuel. Remember, the bad things happen when you train. The good things happen when you rest. Rest days also allow time for you to food shop. Tip number 7, drink enough fluids. Ideally, you should learn your sweat rate by weighing yourself naked before and after an hour of race pace exercise with no fluid intake. 1 pound lost is equal to 16 ounces of sweat. You can then target the right amount to drink per hour so you don't get into a hole. On a daily basis, monitor your urine. You should be voiding light-colored urine every 2 to 4 hours. Morning urine that is dark and smelly signals dehydration, so drink more in that case. And tip number 8, be flexible. Although you will have a well-planned fueling program that ensures adequate calorie and fluid intake, you also need to be flexible. Tastes change during extended exercise. Your initial approach to consuming healthy foods may deteriorate into gummy bears and Pepsi. Worry more about survival than good nutrition during events. Any fuel is better than none, and sugar can help delay fatigue. Eat wisely and have fun. You just listened to the post titled Fueling the Ultra Distance Athlete by Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit, and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now remember, these suggestions that Nancy provided us were for the ultra-distance athlete. So, what should those of us that aren't superhuman do? I want to focus on hydration. Most of us don't need any special drink before, during, or even after the workout. And we often don't need to refuel during the workout. Plain water is usually perfect. The American College of Sports Medicine says that for activities lasting 60 minutes or less, which is what most of us do, replenishing the body with plain water is perfect. What's really interesting is if we consume cold water, it may actually get absorbed faster when compared to room temperature water. How is that even possible? Well, it seems that cold water triggers the nerves in the gut to ramp up absorption. Fascinating, right? So again, for most of us that aren't superhuman, we really don't need to think about refueling during the workout or buying any kind of fancy sports drink before or after. Plain water will likely do the trick. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.